This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What's up, NBA fans? It's Danny Green here. For those who want an inside look at the league through the eyes of a three-time champion, check out my podcast, Inside the Green Room. New episodes drop every week. Be sure to subscribe to Inside the Green Room on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Set up this extra point.
It's time for the Extra Point with Mully and Haw on 670 The Score.
Outside of the Bears' moves, trading for Jonah Jackson and not tendering Jack Sanborn, what was the biggest NFL headline on a day full of big news? And what do you think the next big headline for the Bears will be?
A lot of stuff going on around the league yesterday. Sam Darnold in Minnesota not coming back right now. Did not get the franchise tag. Around the league, only two players were tagged. For the first time in a very long time, you saw Davante Adams go on the loose. But to me, Saquon Barkley signing a contract extension with the Philadelphia Eagles was somewhat remarkable. We hear all the time about what happens to running backs past their 28th birthday. And the Eagles, you could say and justify, they got their money's worth already. They won a Super Bowl because of Saquon Barkley. Yes, they got their money's worth on an investment where he was already a very rich man, and this $37.75 million deal last year, the three-year contract he signed in free agency, he left the Giants for the Eagles. That paid off immediately. So what did they do? They didn't say, all right, now we're going to look at the next big thing and maybe plan for life after Saquon, whenever that may be. They gave him a raise. This is remarkable in the NFL. They gave him a bonus, essentially. They signed him to a two-year extension, $41.2 million, to a running back with all those miles on those tires. This is a remarkable thing, I believe. I wonder how it's going to change what free agent running backs are asking for. I wonder how it's going to change the way that running backs might be valued. Or will teams look at this as the exception to the rule, which is very possible. But you can guarantee that Najee Harris and Aaron Jones and some of these free agent running backs are going to look at this and say, our price just went up. James Cook in Buffalo's thinking that. My price just went up. As for the next Bears headline, I think it will be on day one of free agency where they ink a deal or they announce an agreement, or it's reported that they agree, they got to get Drew Dahlman, don't they? They got to get a center now. They started the rebuild of the offensive line. That, to me, would be, maybe it's wishful thinking, but the next Bears headline.
Probably right about the next Bears headline. I think it will be offensive line. Not so sure, David. I'm not so sure about spending $15 to $18 million on a starting center. At this point. Now, it could be the replacement for the other guard, right? Maybe we're going to see how much does Ben Johnson think of the right guard for the Lions? Could he be on his
Kevin
way
Zeitler.
Down? Right?
Yeah.
Could he be on his way down? And could this be a flex that Ben Johnson definitely in charge of the roster? But I think, and maybe this is because of the $20 million or plus jump in the salary cap, but only two players were tagged? Only two. That surprised me. Is that because there's so much money to spend? Are the GMs and owners being better about spending their money so they didn't have to tag guys? Is it the fact that there was a $20 million increase? But for there only to be two, I mean, I felt like it used to be half the league at least use the franchise tag every year.
It was the fewest number of players since 1994 that
okay,
were tagged.
There you go. I mean, thank you for making my point. That's what, to me, jumps off the page, that only two guys, and of course the one guy the Bears wanted, every Bear fan wanted, is one of the two guys that got tagged.
Okay, I'm going to take a different approach a little bit just to have a little different answer. Obviously, the biggest news out of everything was Barkley, to me. That's big for a running back. However, out of everyone that got tagged, which is only two, but I'm looking at what happened earlier, the Bengals tagging T. Higgins. And the reason why I'm watching that is a Bears fan. You know the Bengals, they're kind of tight with their money. Joe Burrow kind of put the pressure on them saying, hey, Jamar Chase needs to get paid. T. Higgins is now trying to get paid. Somebody else is trying to get paid. And that's Trey Hendrickson.
Ooh, I like that.
Now, with that being said, he is a, you know, pass rusher. Bears need a pass rusher. Guess what? He also played under Dennis Allen when he played for the Saints. This guy is coming off of 17.5 sacks consecutive years. I'm just saying, a trade could happen.
That's an awesome idea.
Just take your eyes on that. A trade could happen. You probably don't got to give up much for that because you probably got to pay him. He's 30 years old. You may have to pay him a little bit. So you probably can give a low pick, maybe.
He's going to be cheaper than Myles Garrett would be.
Would be cheaper than Myles Garrett. And he's already given you 17 sacks. Him with Sweat, that would be amazing. Now, I don't think that's going to be the next Bears headline, though. That might happen, you know, a little bit after
but
free agency.
But because T. Higgins was tagged, that makes him harder to keep.
Harder to keep.
I
so
like
with
that.
That being said, I don't think that's going to be the next big Bears headline. It would be great. I think I'm with you, David. They're going to sign a center, Drew Dalton. If they miss out on him, be on the lookout for maybe Ryan Kelly, a little bit older for the Colts. I can see them signing a center overall.
That's a great idea, Brandon Fry. What do you think of Brandon's idea? What do you think about the Bears trade yesterday for Jonah Jackson? 312-644-6767. Let us know. We've got Big's time, but we've got time for your opinions as well. Coming up next, it's Mully and Haw. Mully out today. Chicago Sports Radio, 670 The Score.